The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my privilege to welcome you into God's presence this morning. I know that your lives will never be the same again in Jesus' name. Settlement and satisfaction via thanksgiving. Open your Bibles with me quickly to 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. Which is the anchor scripture for this month. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. Can we use the KJV? Only use other versions on request. Thank you, Jesus. But the God of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish you, strengthen you, and said to you. Also in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17, we also read that before we fire on this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17. For our light affliction, somebody say light affliction. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, somebody say a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. God's agenda for every one of us as his children is to be settled in life. In that place, in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10, the Bible speaking there that it says, after you have suffered a while, many of us here have suffered a while. You have suffered in many areas, finances, academically, you have suffered ministerially, you have suffered wounded marriage. You have suffered in many areas. But the Lord said, yes, the suffering can come. He said, but it must only be for a while. He said, because after that suffering, he said, the next thing is that I will step in to perfect what concerns you, settle what concerns you, strengthen you, and then I will make sure that I settle you. Somebody say, God is going to settle me this month. Somebody say, God is going to settle me this month. What that means is that you are not permitted to suffer more than a while. Any suffering that is elongated is a curse. Any problem that is extensive has become a curse, according to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 58 and 59. Any challenge that is elongated is as it has turned into a curse. 58 and 59. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible speaking in 58, Deuteronomy 28, verse 58, for if thou wilt not observe to do all the words which the Lord has written in the book, thou mayest fear the glory, fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of the seed, even the great plague, and a long continuance. So anything that is a long continuance is a curse. And don't forget that Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14 has explained to us that we are no more candidates of curses. Why? Christ, as a Christ, has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that is hanged on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So, anything that drags for too long, it has become a curse. And we are not permitted to be under a curse. Why? Jesus has come. And his coming is to wipe out the curse. What next? What brings about the effect of the death and resurrection of Jesus and the wiping away of our curse or things of long continuance? Thanksgiving. Settlement is practically impossible until the sequel of thanksgiving is added. Settlement is practically impossible until the sequel of thanksgiving is added. Pray for somebody here today that God will give you a garment of praise. I say God will give you a garment of praise. It takes thanksgiving to enjoy settlement and satisfaction. In Psalms 100 verse 4, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. In Psalm 106 verse 1, the Bible says there, it says, Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good. And his mercy endureth forever. God's mercy will never be scanty in your life. If you desire that God should settle you, you must be a thanksgiver. Quickly this morning, what is the connection between thanksgiving and settlement? I'll show you that this morning. And I trust God that somebody will actually experience a change of story via this meeting in Jesus' name. Let me show you the connection between thanksgiving and settlement. Number one connection, or you can also say, how does thanksgiving lead to settlement? Number one, thanksgiving places you at the spotlight. Isaiah 51 verse 3. Thanksgiving places you at a, when I say spotlight, spotlight means at a vintage position. At a position whereby God can see you. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all our waste places. He will make our wilderness like Eden. I thought somebody would say amen. Amen. And our desert like garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall abound therein. Thanksgiving. And the voice of melody. Today, today, there is a melody in my heart to. Melody in my heart today. Today, there is a melody. Once there is a melody and there is dancing and there is thanksgiving, you have entered into spotlight. Many people are in hidden places that God can't see them. Why? The thanksgiving circle is not there. Once the thanksgiving circle is there, it's like there's a light on you. There's a focus. Heaven has beamed his light on you. He has beamed his light on you and you cannot be hidden. Somebody's here. You will never be hidden again. I say you will never be hidden again. You will not die in a corner. If I were you, I would say a bigger amen. If I were you, I would say a bigger amen. You will not die in a corner. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number two, connection between thanksgiving and settlement is in thanksgiving, you have sown a seed and you must reap the harvest. Every time you thank God, you have planted a seed. And the Bible says, as long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. Genesis chapter 8 verse 22. Genesis 8 verse 22. For as long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. Cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. As long as you sow seed, there must be harvest of what you have sown. That's why you must be careful what you are sowing. If you are sowing murmuring, then you are calling for destruction. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. Neither ye murmur as others murmured, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Anyone sowing murmuring is waiting to harvest destruction. Somebody say, God forbid. So, if God forbid, then you too forbid it. Every day of your life, every blessed day of your life, what should ooze out of your mouth is gratitude. Every day of your life, there's something in this pocket or not. There's something in your purse or not. There's something in your bank account or not. Every blessed day of your life, the seed of appreciation must be sown to avoid the harvest of depreciation. Every day of your life, the seed of appreciation must be sown to avoid the harvest of depreciation. If you keep sowing the seed of thanksgiving every day, you have already signed up for settlement. You have already signed up for God to help you. Because somebody's here today, you will no longer miss out on God's help. Number three. What is the connection between thanksgiving and settlement? Thanksgiving brings you into covenant relationship with God. And you don't forget that God doesn't break covenant. According to Psalms 89:34. God does not break covenant. Our God is not a covenant breaker. He said, my covenant will I not break, nor alter that is gone out of my lips. God does not have the capacity to break his covenant. You can't enter into agreement with God and at the end of the day you say, I'm disappointed in agreeing with God. Lie. Impossible. Your thanksgiving is like your covenant of tithing. If you involve yourself in the seed or in the sickle of tithing, you have signed up for prosperity. If you involve yourself in the sickle of thanksgiving, you have involved yourself. You have implicated yourself. Thanksgiving implicates you for settlement. You can't say, I don't really wish to be settled again. No. Your thanksgiving has implicated you. Your thanksgiving has made you permanently on the list of those that God will settle. Friends, as my God liveth, this month will not pass you by. This month will not pass you by. Your thanksgiving makes you a covenant practitioner. It makes you a covenant. You are in covenant with God. That's why you are saying, it's like you are saying, I want to use my life to serve you, Lord. That's why someone like David will say, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to be anywhere else. That's a covenant with God. Your covenant that God, no complaining about you or what you have done or what you're going to do, whoever oozes out of my mouth, you have implicated yourself for permanent blessing. Today, your story is changing. I say your story is changing. I say your story is changing. I say your story is changing. Number four, how does thanksgiving lead to settlement? What's the connection? Thanksgiving is a public show of appreciation that provokes a public shower of dividends or goodies. Thanksgiving is a public show. Psalm 92 verse 1. Psalm 92 verse 1. Thanksgiving is a public. You come out and say, I know who did this for me. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High God. It's a great thing. It is a public show of appreciation that must attract a public display of the blessing of the Lord. You are dancing, people are looking at you. You know the story of David then? David was publicly dancing to the extent that his wife said, what's wrong with you? A whole king like you. You don't even respect the dignity of your throne. And the guy said, what do you mean? I'm dancing before the King of Kings, who is more than your father. And that lady was the only lady that was in the scripture that was barren and never had a child. That's Michal. Why? She had the effrontery to speak against a thanksgiver. Thanksgivers are dangerous people. Thanksgivers are dangerous because your attack on them is a direct assault on God. Your attack against them is a direct assault on God. And you don't need to say it out, just in your heart, God has read it already. And everyone that is mocking you will soon begin to thank God for you. Amen. I said they will soon begin to thank God for you. Amen. So what am I saying? Your public display. I mean, when we dance like this, it's not as if we don't know what we are doing. It's not as if we are madmen. And if you think we are madmen, our madness has made us. Our public show of madness has become a public show of being made. So the more madder you are in the presence of God, hallelujah! The madder you are in the presence of God, the madder you are. Add it to your dictionary. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Very soon we will add Jehovah A to dictionary. We will add, when you open a dictionary, we will see where we put Jehovah A there. Come on, shout a big hallelujah. God will make a wonder out of your life. I say God will make a wonder out of your life. Number five, what is the connection between thanksgiving and settlement? Thanksgiving turns you into a servant of God. You don't have to be a pastor to turn into a servant of God. The number one servant of God in this world are thanksgivers. Abraham was never a pastor. Abraham was a businessman. Yet, he was recognized as a thanksgiver. And he was recognized by heaven. Daniel was a politician. Yet, he was recognized in heaven. Daniel, what at no point in time was ordained as a pastor or a prophet. No. Joseph was an administrator that rose to the level of prime minister level. All these people I'm talking about are addicted thanksgiver. Joseph was in the prison. He went to somebody and said, let's thank God. What was the problem? Why are you sad? He said, it is a dream. He said, forget it. Let us, I will interpret the dream. Your thanksgiving nature ordains you as a servant of God. How many servants of God are here today? If you are one of us, come on, shout a big hallelujah. Come on, shout a big hallelujah. When you are committed to serving God through thanksgiving, you have committed God to settle you as a servant. The same blessing that is available to God's servant is available to you. The kind of blessing that servants of God command, Psalm 35 verse 27. God delights in the prosperity of his servants. Psalm 35, 27. The same kind of blessing that servants of God command is what you command. He delights in the prosperity of his servant. As my God liveth, things will work out for you this time. Amen. I say things will work out for you this time. Amen. Let the Lord be magnified with heart pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Number six. I need to be very fast now because I want us to have more time this morning to thank God more. Number six, connection between thanksgiving and settlement is that thanksgiving is what brings multiplication. Jeremiah 30 verse 19. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. The Bible speaking in that place, he says, and out of them shall proceed. Can we read it together? If possible. One, two, go. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them and they shall not be few. And I will glorify them and they shall not be small. Smallness is not synonymous with thanksgivers. If you are a thanksgiver and you are small, something is wrong. It said, as long as thanksgiving proceeds from your mouth, and you are also merry, I will begin to multiply you. And they shall, you will not be few. He will ensure that you are not few. You are not few means you are multiplying. And I will make sure that you are glorified. And you will not end up small. You will not end up small. Amen. I say you will not end up small. Amen. You will not end up a Lilliputian. Amen. You will not end up a small person. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. Quickly this morning, further examples of those who were settled through thanksgiving. Number one, like I said, is Abraham in Genesis 13 verse 4. Genesis 13 verse 4. Abraham had an altar of thanksgiving. Despite the fact that he wasn't a pastor. He, and unto the place of the altar. Abraham had an altar. Where he went to thank God. You don't really need to be in church sometimes before you can thank God. For example, in our own house, I have a place where all I do there is just to thank God and to pray. That's all, like nothing else is done there. It's like an addiction. So what we are doing here is not a drama. It's a day-to-day event. That's why it's not difficult at all. It's not a struggle. There's no struggle. If not for message, we'll still be thanking God till now. For somebody who say, maybe pastor didn't have time to prepare a message, that's why we are just dancing. No, it's an addiction. Until you get to that level, then you can't assess the best of Abraham. Abraham had an altar which he made there at the first. He had an altar, the altar of thanksgiving, the altar of appreciation. May God help you to raise an altar today. Even while as a student in university, when I had no altar and when I had no place of my own, the general place where we pray, I don't think there is a day apart from Sundays that we go to church that I don't visit that place to thank God. I can't remember. Even exam period. Every day. Otega, Ogenetega, Otega, Ogenetega, Ogeneirue, Ogenetega, Echiro, Ogene, Ogenetega. On a daily basis. And some people will look, go passing by and look at you then. At this boy. We are reading, he's thanking God. Friends, those who are mocking you will be surprised about your result. Those who are mocking you will be surprised about your result. Number two example of those that were settled through thanksgiving is David. David was a man that was addicted to thanksgiving. And he was settled megally. Psalm 119 verse 164. Psalm 119 verse 164. He says, 7 times a day will I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. David was always in thanksgiving. He had no time to murmur. He had no time to complain. He did not see anybody eyeing him. He did not see anybody that was against him. Permanently, David was thanking God 7 times. 7 times. It means in a week, David was in thanksgiving 144 times. Hello. 7 times 7 is one, if I still remember my... 49 times, sorry. 49 times. So in a week, David was in thanksgiving 49 times. He was in thanksgiving almost 50 times in 1 week. Now, this is one thanksgiving now. May this one not be your last this month. Yeah. I said, may this one not be your last this month. Yeah. A man like you and I is in thanksgiving 49 times in a month. No wonder he was settled beyond human understanding. He was settled beyond human. Psalm 119 also verse 62. Psalm 119 verse 62 also explains about how David was addicted to thanksgiving. At midnight. Do you remember that midnight was not part of what he said before? He is also in thanksgiving at midnight, aside from the 3 times. Morning, afternoon, noon, night. Then this one specifically, midnight. Midnight praise. At midnight I will rise. He slept before. Maybe he slept around 10 or 10:30. Set his alarm. Woke up by 12. And started thanking God again. What a man. What a man. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgment. Again, righteous judgment. It means, God, everything you do for me is okay. Your judgment for me is okay. Where you see I should be, I'm happy. May God give you this kind of heart. Amen. I say, may God give you this kind of heart. Amen. I wonder how people will be away from thanksgiving, even for 2-3 days, and your body will not be shaking. That you didn't have time to praise God, your body should be vibrating. Ah, something is missing. Ah, what's happening? I've eaten now. Ah, what is wrong? Ah, I've not thanked God. God will take you to that level. Amen. I say, God will take you to that level. Amen. Number three example of those that were settled through thanksgiving is a man called Daniel. Daniel was a fugitive, but he became what he became through thanksgiving. There was no record to say that Daniel had a BSc or a PhD. It was not in record that Daniel went to Harvard. And it was not in record that Daniel was a man who had an HND. But it was in record, according to Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, that Daniel was a man of prayer and thanks and praise. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, you know, before this time, I know you know the story, you are Bible scholars, where some guys gang up against him. And they said, anybody that thanks God, he said, we will ensure that they throw him inside lion's den. Daniel said, forget it. Forget it. You can't stop me. And when Daniel knew that the writing has been signed, that is against him, he went into his house, and his window being open in the chambers towards Jerusalem, he knelt upon his knees 3 times a day, prayed, somebody say one, and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. Somebody say two. Thanksgiving and prayer, they go together. Because I'm a prayer warrior. And you leave Thanksgiving away. That's why there are many prayer warriors who have no result. Because praying without appreciating God is like just playing. Daniel, despite the writing, he trusted in God. You know, Thanksgiving makes you a bold person. You are very bold. You know that God will always help you. Friends, as my God liveth, you will not end your journey in the mouth of lions. You will not end your journey in the belly of the lion of life. When we are talking of lions, we are talking of dangerous people. Witches and wizards. Powers of darkness. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. These are the forces against us. And it takes thanksgiving to subdue them. You will end up as a conqueror. And number 4, person that was settled through praise and thanksgiving is Paul and Silas. In Acts 16, verse 24 to 25 to 26. Acts 16, 20, 25 and 26. Paul and Silas were thrown into the Macedonian jail. And at midnight, Paul prayed and began to praise God. After they prayed, they went into thanksgiving. And suddenly, God settled them. Ladies and gentlemen, my counsel is as follows. Number 1 counsel, make thanksgiving your permanent lifestyle like David. Make a life of thanksgiving your permanent lifestyle. You didn't say anything, but you whistled a song. You didn't clap, but you whistled a song. You are permanently addicted to it. Every day of your life, your desire is just to wake up singing. You are cooking. Olorun mi mo wa dupe. Olorun mi mo wa dupe. Eyin loba ton se tana. Cover the pot. Eyin loba ton se tuni. O daju pe o se tola. Olorun mi wo. Oh. Hallelujah. You cut, you spice the chicken, and you spice all those things that God has given to you. You pack it inside pot, you cover the pot, you put it on the gas, you strike the matches, and the thing is working. And you say, glory to God. You are me.
Jehovah,
counsel. Please take your seat. Number two counsel is always deliberately look for an avenue to thank God. Always deliberate. You deliberately look for an avenue. Don't wait for the avenue to thank God to be open. Don't wait for the window to be open. Create the window. Hello. Don't wait for a window because they have not declared Thanksgiving in our church. That's why I've not thanked God. In the month of December, we'll be thanking God so mercilessly here. First Sunday, Thanksgiving of the month, we'll also be thanking God. Also, in that same month, that same first Sunday, all the married, we're thanking God. Second Sunday, all the youth, we're thanking God. Third Sunday, oh my God, all the youths, all the workers, we're thanking God. And of course, the other weeks are Christmas and all. This is how we live our life. Create a window. Don't wait for the window to be created. You yourself create the window. Open the window for Thanksgiving. Number three counsel is let your Thanksgiving be done passionately. It is any only things you do passionately that you receive blessings from. Let your Thanksgiving be done passionately. Be passionate about your Thanksgiving. Don't thank God casually. Let's do like this. Thank God with when they say bend down, you bend down. When they say lift your hands and praise, lift your hands and praise, lift your hands and worship, lift your hands and praise, lift your hands and worship, lift your hands and praise, lift your hands and worship, lift your hands and praise, lift your hands and worship. Lift your hands and worship. Lift your hands and worship. Bend your back and praise. Bend your back and worship. Bend your back and praise. Bend your back and worship. Bend your back and praise. Bend your back and worship. Bend your back and praise. Bend your back and worship. Bend your back and praise. Do you know what? Do you know that there are some people here? Do you know something? There are some people that they walk permanently like this. That is, you don't need to tell them to bend their back. Their back is permanently bent.
Bend your back and praise. Bend your back and worship. Bend your back and praise. Bend your back and worship. Bend your back and praise. Bend your back and worship. My God is good.
Amen. Let me just give you two more, then we go into Thanksgiving. Sit down. Number one counsel is make Thanksgiving your lifestyle. Number two, deliberately look for avenues to thank God. Number three, let your Thanksgiving be done passionately. Number four, take advantage of the window. Take advantage of the Thanksgiving service of every month to express your Thanksgiving lavishly. Like today, which is a Thanksgiving service. Take advantage of this glorious service to thank God as if you are about to use it to pay a $1 billion debt. Take advantage of it. And number five, where I want to stop this morning, is commit yourself and your family to regular services in the church. This creates an avenue to always thank God. Wednesday services, we are doing praise, be there. Don't come after the praise. Work your time to be there before the praise. Don't come in after the praise and worship has finished. No. Gauge your time to ensure that you don't miss that time of Thanksgiving. And I can assure you, your settlement and your satisfaction will come for you in the name of Jesus. Anybody blessed this morning? If you are blessed, shout hallelujah.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.